It's Patrick McDonald, and today on the Downtown Anchorage Repository, we're talking about the map, the website, sharing, and changing the story's highlights on Instagram. Feel me? All right, so for this segment, I'm going to talk about the map, the website, and my plans for sharing all the content that I'm creating lately. The map is a work in progress. It is nowhere near complete. It's just something I wanted to get out the door recently. I've been working on it since about the first week of August, and it's just a Google map. It's just something that I've gone and placed pins on. So just for the curious, if you go into Google Maps and you go to the hamburger menu, you can choose your places, and then there's a tab called Maps, and then you can go down to the bottom and create a map on that menu, and then voila, you have your own Google map and that you can edit. So that Google map is saved to your drive, depending on what your Google Drive, depending on what account you're in. So just as a side note, I have a drive that's dedicated to the DAR. One of the first things I did when I was creating the DAR was set up an email, thedar907@gmail.com. So feel free to email me if you have any questions or want to get in touch. But yeah, when setting up all of this, as a matter of fact, the first thing I did was go check to see if that email was available. It was. Then I went and checked to see if the Dar907, that handle, was available on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, etc., and it was. So to me, that was the foundation. I spun up the email, and then everything else followed. Maybe I'll get into that in a later episode, but that's the gist of it. So the Dar has its own Google Drive, and in that drive, I have a map called, or I have a folder called Data, where my map that I've created live. So anytime I want to edit that map, I just click on it and it opens up the Google Map so I can edit it. And once I've edited it, updates in real time, and then it gets updated on my website, which is a Squarespace, within about 10 seconds. I think the longest it's taken is about a minute. So yeah, Google Maps is the best. I recommend it for ease of use. If you don't know how to code, which for me is the best, because I think that everyone should be able to have access to making maps. Even though I am a coder, I just find a lot of the mapping software that you have to code for ridiculously and arduous and hard, but Google Maps is just so easy to use. So that's how I made mine, and with the intention of other people being able to make their own too. So, yeah. Oh, something I thought of while I was speaking is my website, which is brand new, I just launched it yesterday, is built on Squarespace. And for those of you who are curious, the template is called Fulton. So it was originally for like selling bikes, but I just repurposed it for the map, and then showing my Instagram, and then a link to my podcast. Squarespace is real easy to use. Don't worry, I'm not getting I'm not endorsing it or getting paid for advertising it, but I think that it's one of the easier platforms. WordPress was out there for a while, but Squarespace is just really nice. As a front-end developer, I like how it's modular, and you can create sections that are just well-designed and easy to spin up. So that's how I'm hosting my website. It's right now I'm just using the personal month-to-month payment, so it's like $16, right? Oh, and then my domain name is hosted through GoDaddy. I'm just old school like that. I like to have all my domains through GoDaddy, and then in the Squarespace references the third-party GoDaddy domain name, so it just pulls it in. But you can just as easily purchase a domain name in Squarespace and link it directly. So who knows? I might transfer my domain name from GoDaddy to Squarespace. Anyway, I digress. Yeah, the map lives on my website, which is a Squarespace. And I've kind of given you some insights into setting up the infrastructure before all of this. Like, yeah, I didn't think to, like, let's set up a website. I thought, let's set up an email. That was the first step in creating the DAR, the brand, as we know it today, was setting up the email. great. So back to the map. The idea is to was to see where all the companies and organizations in our neighborhood are that were generating content. Obviously, with Instagram, you can go and you can follow all these accounts, and you can see, you know, that content happening in your feed. But I wanted to get an understanding of where they are spatially, on, you know, in a 2D understanding, which is a map, and just to see where the Instagram, where the social media accounts are consolidated and what's happening in those areas of town. And it's really interesting. Like, there's just these pockets of maybe about 10 or 20 blocks in downtown where all of the activity happens. And you can see that through the businesses that have Instagram accounts. So in future versions, I want to show like up-to-date in real-time posts of in each location, but that's going to take like a little coding, and that's kind of like, you know, Minority Report or something, where you're getting these real-time maps of things happening. And that's, I mean, I know how to do it, but it'll take some coding, and I just wanted to get something out the door, so that's what this is right now. Yeah, and so that is the map. It's pretty simple. It's pretty basic. It's nothing like this isn't a brand new idea for me, actually, to give you a little bit more insight. Like, if I'm being honest, like, I've been mapping all the places I've been going in Anchorage for the past year. I have my own personal map just to track, you know, places I've gone and seen since I've been here. It's just something I do for myself to get a sense of time and actually to practice, because I have an urban planning background, just a practice that I've been doing for the last couple of years. It's something that I did in Austin, and before that, like when I was in San Francisco. I just wanted to see, you know, and what kind of creature of habit I was being. So I just wanted to know where I like to go and what I'm missing out on, kind of breaking those habits. So yeah, I've kind of built this map based on some other practices I have, and with the technology that we have, it's really easy to track and it's really easy to share. So that's what's important. Remember that. Like, I wanna share this, and that's the other piece about this episode, is like how I'm sharing this content and this information. So I've just been taking something that I've been doing personally and making it public, finding a platform to do it in around a topic that we all care about, the downtown neighborhood. And so it was inspired by, you know, my love of maps, but also the Instagram geotagging feature. You can, you know, whenever you go to post something, you can add the location. And I thought it'd be cool to track that. And since there's really no way, I mean, there are ways to code it to, like, when every time you post something, it'll drop a pin on a map automatically. But for the moment, I'm just doing it manually. If you go into the map that I posted that's on my website, there's a layer, it's kind of like an Easter egg, there's a layer you can turn on that shows all the 2018 Instagram posts that I've documented so far. And by the way, I'm still updating those, so there's like 18 or 20 right now. I still have 20 more to go. So yeah, that's the gist of the map. It's meant to be a space for everyone. I'm committed to being the maintainer of it. These kinds of things usually fall off. They have a shelf life of about 2 or 3 years. So if anything gets stale or stagnant, that's on me. And I'm looking to create a way for people to have this data set, whether, you know, you can download the KML file, which is just a fancy file that if I download it and I could share it with you, you can spin up that map, my exact same map, by importing it into Google Maps. Or, you know, I can host it on GitHub or Google Docs or Data World or something that people can have the data and they can have all the pins and be able to edit them how they want to and add it to their own map or make their own maps out of it. So yeah, make it to where other people can use the data for their own use and come up with even cooler ways to analyze downtown. So that's kind of where I'm coming from with that. And the map is live on the website. You know, I did an announcement on Instagram on Friday night, and I asked people if they wanted to get added. So I've gotten a couple responses, and I think like 3 or 4 people have asked to be added, and I went ahead and added added them. So if you're a business organization, my answer is yes, as long as you're in the boundaries. And even if you're not, but you're really close, I'll add you. So I'll just put you like on the edge of the downtown boundary. The downtown boundary is like the grayed area on the map. So yeah, the point is just to show that what kind of network we have here and the downtown character and the flavor of what's happening in our neighborhood. So yeah, like I said, this is an early version. I'm already starting to see a lot more layers I can add. I'm just trying to be strategic and make sure that they're helpful, like bike racks or statues or points of interest. But yeah, all things I'm still working on and that I would love your feedback on. And if you have anything that I should really add, let me know. Okay, so the story's highlight. What's funny about this was how in the last episode I was just talking about all of the things that I was seeing day to day and that I was adding them to the highlight called Daily 18. So no sooner did I announce that when I checked my Daily 18, I saw that there was a limit to how many posts you can put in one story, and I was starting to lose some of the early posts that I had. So I don't know what the limit is. I think I topped out at 100 or 150, but yeah, the early stuff was starting to disappear. So I'd planned on separating out the dailies into other highlights, and you know, there was a couple categories that were pretty intuitive, and so this was the perfect opportunity for me to do that. So now, instead of the 5 highlights that were on my Instagram, there's now 15. It might be overkill, I'm still tweaking it, but yeah, that's where we stand now. I got rid of the blog and the podcast highlight because you can find all that stuff on my website, and now it's mostly just categories of things that I'm seeing regularly in the neighborhood. And actually, I think this is cooler because now it gives me a new focus, and when I'm out and about, I can you know, have an idea of what I need to capture, like another trash can or a sign or a mirror. So it's basically like Pokemon Go downtown neighborhood style, which is pretty good. I mean, I would love to Pokemon, if there was a version of Pokemon Go like this, it would be awesome for sure. So yeah, get ready to see like a lot of bike racks and signs, because I'm trying to get an inventory of all of them, because I keep hearing folks talking about, you know, wanting to promote a bike infrastructure or wanting to understand the character of our neighborhood. So this is just a visual inventory of all of our businesses and all the design patterns I'm seeing. So yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. I mean, not everything in this land is beige. There's a lot more color and a lot more life. So I'm trying to show that in the Instagram stories highlights, which I'm then capturing, so for all to see. Yeah. And yeah, I'm thinking of the highlights as even serving as research for a future episode, and I might be able to make some other cool maps out of them. And they'll all go into the repository, aka the Google Drive, that everyone will have access to, that will be shareable. And you know, you can just get a data set of all the bike racks in downtown, or a data set of all the signs, whether that be business signs or just, you know, writing on buildings or on windows or just things that are giving you information, signage. And my point with all of this is just to give it away. Back to the sharing. All of this data that I'm collecting, all of this is basically a research project, is something that I want to share with everyone and give everyone access to. This, my intention with the Downtown Anchorage Repository is for it to be a library of observations and stories and goings-ons and just things that are happening in the neighborhood. And just like a public library where you can go and borrow books, that's the vision that I have for this platform that I'm building, is sharing it all. And I've already started to see the community that's popping up around it. There's a lot of people that are DMing me and telling me that, you know, they're thinking differently of downtown because they're seeing this stuff on the regular, because they're seeing this stuff on the DAR. And there's other people that are wanting to create similar infrastructures for like the artist community or the music community, to which I say, fuck yeah, do it. Like, this is cool. This is like beyond what I was thinking about. So yeah, just in the initial, like what this is a library that's meant to be shared, and already I'm starting to see, you know, other versions of this become being thought through and created. So yeah, do it. But so yeah, the highlights are on Instagram are more data sectioned off into clear categories, and because I'm an urban planner, I'm trying to create the categories that would resonate with other city planners or urban planners, and that's data that we can use and make sense of our hood, and we can talk about it, you know, by talking about trash cans or signage or, you know, different street furniture, things like that. But yeah, so I'm excited to Pokemon Go our neighborhood, and I would love company. If any of you are ever interested, you can hit me up on the messages in Anchor, or you can hit me up in Instagram. Pretty quick to respond. So yeah, cheers. So I just wanted to take a moment to say that if you have any other ideas about what the DAR could be or what you want to see from the DAR, let me know. I've already gotten so much feedback over the past few months, and it's really helping me think about how to build out this platform and make sure that it's working for the audience and for y'all, and, you know, just the kinds of things that it can be. So yeah, if there's anything else that you want me to talk about or investigate, definitely send me a message on Anchor or at thedar907@gmail.com. As always, thanks for listening, and have a great one. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.